Kyle Kellums asked Tyson Foods to respond to the book and the interview, and Gary Mickelson, the senior director for public relations at the company, had this response.
Chris Leonard's book is not like a newspaper story that tries to tell both sides. It's really his view of our company in the meat business. And unfortunately, some of his view is misleading and not accurate. The truth is, Tyson Foods is one of the leading supporters of American farmers. When you take a look at the last year alone, we paid more than $15 billion to the independent farmers who supply us. We depend on them, and we want them to succeed. And frankly, we believe most of them are satisfied with their relationship with our company. Some of these farmers have been raising livestock and poultry for us for decades, and in some cases, for multiple generations. Our business is set up to meet the needs of our customers with safe, affordable food. We sell our products to grocery stores, to restaurants, and others, and the prices that we set are determined by basic supply and demand. There's no one company big enough to control the market, especially in today's global food environment. Meat production is already one of the most heavily regulated industries in the country, but for us, it's not just about regulations, it's about people. People trying to do the right thing in every aspect of what we do, including how we work with farmers. You know, Mr. Leonard talks about the loss of chickens in Waldron, Arkansas 10 years ago. Our recollection is different than his. Contrary to his claim, the birds were not sick when they were delivered to the farm. They contracted viruses after they arrived on the farm. Fortunately, the poultry industry has since learned how to do a better job controlling these viruses through better on-farm management practices. And speaking of Waldron, we'd like to make a couple of points. Tyson bought an existing vertically integrated poultry business there from another company in 1984. We're proud to be a part of the Waldron community and the benefits we believe our business brings. You know, when we combine our annual payroll, our payments to poultry farmers, what we pay for local services and taxes, we estimate we generate an annual economic benefit of more than $60 million in the Waldron, Arkansas area.
Gary Mickelson is the Senior Director for Public Relations at Tyson Foods. Christopher Leonard, the author of the book The Meat Racket, said in an email to Ozarks at Large, he stands by the reporting in the book and that the book is based on the record interviews and Tyson documents.